thinking of attending Startup Days on May 30th in Bern? We've got good news for you. Swisspreneur will be hosting a founders dinner in downtown Bern just after the event. Expect great food and very interesting people from the Swiss startup ecosystem. Click the link in the show notes to apply for a spot.
Almost globally speaking, you know, 1/3 of households have cats. So that's a huge number. And also speaking of trends, recently Forbes actually published a study where they said that 81% of the Gen Z live together with cats. So it's extremely, you know, the trends are completely aligned with Flappy, with the product we're doing.
Welcome to the Swisspreneur Show, a podcast about startup stories and learnings from experienced entrepreneurs. If you enjoy listening to our show, make sure to follow the podcast and leave a rating. And now, here's your host, Sylvain.
Dennis and Oliver, a very welcome to the Swisspreneur Show. It's a pleasure to have you as guests today.
Great to be here. Yes, hi.
Thank you so much, Sylvain. Great to be here.
You are the co-founders at Flappy, a revolutionary smart cat door with integrated prey detection. Before we talk about your business, you are also brothers, so you have some history together. And I wonder, Oliver, why was it the right move for you and Dennis to start a company together?
Yes, it's actually a good question. I mean, we're even twin brothers. So it's even a little bit less straightforward than some people think, but it was actually quite easy because we just complement each other perfectly. And, you know, it's always quite hard to find someone with the same motivation and desire as you have, and especially also as co-founders, you know, someone that's willing to put in as much as you want. So that was, it just made sense for us, you know, and also we just completed each other perfectly. Dennis has a business background from St. Gallen, from HSG, and I have the engineering background from ETH Zurich. So, you know, it quickly just made sense for us to do that together, and it's been a great ride so far.
Exactly. It's also, you know, apart from, let's say, the obvious that we have different backgrounds, it's also that we knew from the beginning how we behave in different situations, because we have experienced a lot of potential friction in our lives before. So we knew, and we still obviously know how we behave under certain, you know, when some challenges occur. So we actually knew already before we started Flappy, you know, how we would behave and, you know, what the other person kind of needs before we started Flappy. And that, I would say, is also something that still helps us tremendously.
Yeah, I can imagine, 100%. And what actually motivated you to start Flappy in the first place? Maybe you can start, Dennis.
It's a very simple question. And I think I can speak on behalf of all cat owners who have free-ranging cats. And if we have, especially if you have kind of young cats, you are confronted with cats, you know, bringing home kind of gifts all the time. And we had a case as well with Rocky and Dixie. So we just were, you know, we were the first, let's say, customers who experienced our problems ourselves. So at one point we just realized, hey, look, there's no solution on the market. It's a real pain point and it's really annoying. And it's not just annoying, it also takes a lot of time. So, you know, the whole idea came from, we're stemmed directly from the pain point. And we kind of looked at the, you know, what's already out there. Is there a potential business behind this? And in our strong belief, we tick all the boxes. And that's also why we started doing the business. And, you know, before we really decided to start doing the business, Oliver was already doing all sorts of prototypes already back in 2019. So at the end of the day, it was kind of an ongoing process and not like, let's say, a hard start of the business. It was kind of a process, starting from many years.
But it basically started with your own problem. I love that. Oliver, you wanted to add something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can't remember how many times, you know, we woke up in the morning and like you go out of your room and you just have a dead mouse there. Or like you hear crunching of bones or whatever during the night. So it all started as Dennis said, as a personal problem. I wanted to try a solution for myself first. just prototyping my way through that. And then it just became more and more professional. We heard from more and more people that they actually would love to have something like this. And so that's how, you know, we also found the belief in ourselves and in the problem that we can actually do something about this.
And Oliver, if we stick with that, solving your own problem is one thing. Finding other people who's faced the same problem or similar challenges is another thing. But a very crucial part of every startup success is also the timing. So why is the timing right in this very moment to be working on Flappy?
Yeah, so there's lots of different parts that are coming together here. I think one of the biggest is that the pet tech market is hugely interesting at the moment, and it's growing at very, very high numbers. So it has a growth rate of 24%. On the other side, you know, we have also just people getting older statistically. So, you know, people that get older, maybe they don't have a partner, they just have more and more cats. So we also have a huge increase in cat numbers, growth of pet ownership, especially also since Corona. And, you know, technically, there's also been some huge developments since COVID. And so we have more and more, we call it AI on edge, meaning that we bring the AI, you know, we don't run it on huge servers, but we bring it really to small devices. Which has also been only possible with the advancements in recent years, which is hugely important for us because we need it to be, you know, real time. We need to make the decision real time whether there is a prey or not. So it's been, you know, all of these different things together that give us a good push, and we're in the right place at the moment. And that's what, you know, we also see from potential customers right now.
Maybe also just some statistics that kind of blew my mind is that almost globally speaking, you know, 1/3 of households have cats. So that's a huge number. And also speaking of trends, recently Forbes actually published a study where they said that 81% of the Gen Z live together with cats. So it's extremely, you know, the trends are completely aligned with Flappy, with the product we're doing. So in conclusion, it's an alignment of the market trends together with, you know, what's actually possible regarding the technology, which is why our timing right now is inch perfect.
Fully agree. The market growing fast, or a big market per se, and technological advancements that leads to a great opportunity to tackle. You are doing this together as twin brothers, but you also have a team that is beyond just the two of you. So who else is part of your team, Dennis, and what experience do all of you bring to the table?
Yeah, exactly. So it started with Oliver and myself. Oliver and myself were the first co-founders. Recently, we had a third late co-founder who joined as well. She Yuan. And she's our marketing specialist. But maybe I'm just going to, before I start talking about Yuan, I'm just going to circle back about my background. So I myself, I'm coming from a business background. I did my master in St. Gallen, my bachelor in UD Zurich. You know, I worked in business development and M&A in finance. So I have, you know, the business and finance background. Oliver, with his master in robotics, has you know, he specialized obviously in robotics, but also in computer vision. And now at a certain point of time, we just realized, look, we want to strengthen up our branding game, our marketing game, because at the end, what we do right now is B2C or B2B2C. So marketing is really important that that the customer not only knows about us, but, you know, that we also can represent the image that we have. And we were super lucky to get in touch with Yuan. She's a serial entrepreneur. She has multiple startups with longevity clinics, with food startups. And she's, besides, you know, partnerships, so she's also really strong with marketing. So right now I would say we have a really good combination of, you know, business, finance, marketing, partnerships, but also with Oliver, with the tech background.
Literally the dream team, so to speak. And if you look at the milestones, the recent sort of achievements, what are some of the most important milestones, Oliver, that you and the whole Flappy team have recently achieved?
Yes. So, I mean, the year started very good for us. So, you know, over the last year, we had, you know, moved on from several prototypes. Obviously, us being sort of a fusion of hardware and software, and the hardware, you know, being a large, you know, plastic housing, which takes lots of investment, you need to make sure that you're 100% sure everything works correctly and is good, right? So we moved through multiple prototypes, but what has been the biggest achievement in January was that we were able to go to CES, Consumer Electric Show in Las Vegas, which is the world's biggest consumer electric show. And we just got, you know, huge media attention. So we were featured in over 200 global media features, on TV shows, on, you know, all the biggest tech magazines that I read as a kid. Suddenly you appear in them, in podcasts and so on. And that just gave us, you know, a huge reach. It showed us also, you know, that on one side, it's a good story, but the people love it. People want to pre-order it. Which brings me back, you know, to our pre-sale. So we're completely bootstrapped. We're now close to having made over 400,000 Swiss francs and almost more than 1,500 or 1,100 pre-orders. I'm sorry. That is, you know, only in the DACH region and mostly in Switzerland. So these, you know, are huge numbers for us because we have done this, you know, without really doing a lot in or spending a lot in marketing. It was all organic. We were able to ride, you know, a really good media wave that pushed us all the time. So now, you know, we've added some final new features, which we thought was very important for customers. Some nice to have features. And we basically finished the development now. And now it's all about, you know, producing it at the right place, finding the right partners. And that's currently, you know, where we are, where we're heading right now.
You've been listening to us for a while. You might know that Swisspreneur's mission is to advance entrepreneurship in Switzerland. We do that not only by releasing great stories in our podcast, but also by bringing startups and investors together in our Swisspreneur syndicate. So far, we have invested in more than 25 companies and we're just getting started. Check out swisspreneur.com/syndicate to learn more. Wow, that was a strong start into 2024 for you guys. And Dennis, I'm sure you're probably not the only ones working on a solution like Flappy. So I wonder, how does sort of the competitive landscape look like out there? Did you see many others doing something similar to you guys? And I wonder, if so, how do you guys differentiate from what is already out there?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, just maybe to get to take a step back. I mean, first of all, you know, how does the landscape of Flappy or of cat flaps generally look like? So what you have is, you know, very cheap, basic cat flaps that have no functions, no electricity whatsoever, which are on the market since decades. You know, you also have kind of the, let's say, the upper class cat flaps with microchips, so that only your cats are able to come in. But in general, the whole market of cat flap has been kind of, let's say, sleeping. There hasn't been really been done any next big thing or any revolutionary steps that have come out. So right now, with you know, with the prey detection, it's really the next generation of cat flaps that that we are producing, because it's just a huge step and it solves a huge need in addition to what currently is on the market. But as you have said or laid out correctly, we're not the only ones. There's also competitors, which I think is really good. It just shows that, you know, first of all, the market is big enough. But secondly, it's really a problem that not only we think we can tackle. But the main differences regarding the prey detection, you know, there's first of all some differences on how we set up the whole technology, on how we made sure that we have the best prey detection per se, the best prey detection rate. That all comes down to different angles of camera positions on different iterations that we've had. But I think what really sets us apart besides the prey detection is really that we, and this goes back to all the market trends, that people see their cats as family members, as their own babies, as, you know, they love their animals, they love their pets. So besides let's say, the functionality of prey detection, our focus is really on the emotional components. And that's really also what sets us apart from all the upcoming competitors that really also tackle the prey detection, is that we can really say that we have the best visuals, the best video footages, the best pictures that we can provide to our customers, which we believe is equally important as the prey detection itself, because, you know, those are just videos that you have never seen before. I mean, even after so many years living together with cats, we still find ourselves, you know, just scrolling through all the videos that we get from our testing customers, because either they're just hilarious, they're super cute, and sometimes you even find stuff that you usually wouldn't see, like some other animals trying to enter, or just, yeah, sometimes also kind of brutal stuff going on. But so in a nutshell, it's really, you know, you have the functional components, but we truly are, let's say, the pioneers when it comes to the emotional side as well.
Amazing. I love that positioning. And Oliver, before you shared the recent milestones that you together as a whole team achieved, but I'm sure along the way you also faced some tough challenges. What was the toughest one so far that you had to overcome with Flappy?
Yes, obviously there were quite some challenges. There always still are. You know, for me, the toughest challenge was in the beginning. We were students, you know, we didn't have any money on the side, so we just believed in the idea and we had to see how to make it work. Meaning I did everything out of my bedroom. So I live in a shared flat. You know, I had 2 3D printers in there that were basically going, you know, day and night. I had, you know, a laser cutter in there. It looked like a postal office. You know, did the soldering of the electronics devices myself. That, you know, takes also quite a toll on you. And it's just not fake it till you make it, but just going through that as well until you get to a certain point where you, you know, generate enough attention, which is in the beginning also quite unclear, right? How do you get to these people out of your bedroom, basically? So that was, you know, quite a challenge, obviously from a mental side as well, but also, you know, just logistics wise. Now we have our own office. Now it's, you know, all a bit nicer. But yeah, how do we go from there to basically do a successful pre-sale and be able to fund ourselves, have enough money so we can fund the development and the production of all these cat flaps?
Yes, exactly. So for me, the biggest challenge with Flappy was exactly how we plan or how we roll out the pre-sale, because we cannot just sit behind a computer and start coding and generate the finalized product. So it was really about how do we get the attention of people, our customers, and in order to bootstrap ourselves, because, you know, that not only proves your concept, so it not only validates your business idea, but it also for us meant we have money for development, you know. So for us, it was really important to kind of, yeah, to lay out the strategy and how we approach this. And at the end, what we did is we decided, you know, against the typical Kickstarter or Indiegogo campaign, but to do everything through our own website, which one can say is an initial challenge. But at the end, it worked out for us. I think we had a really good PR strategy at the end. We got a lot of attention that helped us, obviously, with the numbers, because as Oliver said before, we didn't have any marketing budget. So everything's organically. I think it really proves that now the customers are really, they want to spend money for this product. They have this unmet need. So for us, you know, the toughest challenge turned out also in our greatest achievement so far, I would say, which is really great for us. And I'm super happy it worked out so far.
And I think already bootstrapping alone, you know, if you're doing a software case, is hard, but bootstrapping in the combination with hardware, that's like extra hard, extreme level of difficult from my perspective.
Exactly.
However, now you guys are actually raising funds. Can you tell us a bit more, Dennis, how much money are you looking for and what these funds will be used for?
Exactly. Yeah, sure. So the total, what we're doing right now is we're doing a seed round. So the total amount we're looking for is up to 1 million Swiss francs, which we already have around half with soft commitments. Within Swisspreneur, we offer the opportunity of a minimum of 50,000 Swiss francs. So you're going to be able to invest a minimum ticket size of 5,000. And we hope to have at least 50,000 within Swisspreneur, which will be a direct equity investment. And what we need the money for, or the use of funds, will part of it will of course be production, because at the end of the day we need to have the cash, so we can also actually produce the product. As we briefly touched upon points before, you know, marketing is also an important game, important point. Besides marketing, we also want to strengthen our core competencies, which in our case is software development and also computer vision skills. So there will be new team members hired, and there's also going to be a more sophisticated version of the application as well.
Fantastic. And of course, this is no investment advice at all, but to everyone who is interested in looking at your case, they should sign up to the Swisspreneur Syndicate Dealflow newsletter to receive your pitch deck, investment memo, and all the material to have a look and make their own decision. We're really excited to have you, and I can't wait to see your case going live. Now, to wrap up the conversation today, guys, I also have a few rapid-fire questions for you. Let me start with the first one for you, Oliver. What was your summer job as a teenager?
So actually, during summers for a few years, I was a lifeguard at Alpamare. So, you know, I was the young lifeguard telling 30 to 35-year-olds not to jump in the water. It turned out quite funny.
Nice. What was it for you, Dennis?
We actually worked at the same place. I also worked in Alpamare, but for me, I wasn't the cool lifeguard like Oliver was. I was in the restaurant flipping burgers.
Also nice. And what are you most proud of in your life, Oliver?
You know, it's certainly nothing materialistic. I think it's just the mindset, or having the view a bit differently, or the courage to do things differently. You know, when I'm scared of something in the beginning, to just do that, you know, doesn't matter what. Or also, you know, so many things speak against, for example, earning no money, starting a company for a few years. Everyone would say no, but it's just about trying. So I think it's really that, being grateful to somehow have that mindset and continue to do that.
I love that. And for you, Dennis, I want to know, what is a surprising fact that people don't know about you?
I would say a surprising fact that people don't know about me is probably that I almost become a military pilot. When I was really young, I still actually love flying. It kind of impresses me. So when I was young, I did all the assessments and everything. Ultimately, it didn't turn out the way it wanted, but it was really close. So that's a surprising fact about myself.
Amazing. That's a cool fact. That's a cool fact to share in a podcast.
It is kind of cool to tell, yeah, but it didn't work out at the end.
It's a little flex at the end.
Exactly. Dennis, Oliver, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're really excited to see your case going live, and all the best of the upcoming fundraising, but also to build Flappy and for everything you're tackling in the future. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much, Silvan, for having us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, you can support us by rating our show on Apple Podcasts. This way, we can reach an ever-growing number of aspiring entrepreneurs.